How to ask better questions as a coach. The art of coaching lies not in having all the answers, but in asking the right questions. As a coach, your ability to guide clients toward self-discovery, breakthrough insights, and meaningful change depends entirely on the quality of questions you pose. Whether you're working with executives, athletes, or individuals seeking personal growth, mastering the skill of inquiry can transform your coaching effectiveness and accelerate your clients' progress toward their goals. Great coaching questions do more than gather information. They create space for reflection, challenge assumptions, and unlock new perspectives. They serve as catalysts for insight, helping clients move from confusion to clarity, from stagnation to action. However, many coaches struggle with knowing what to ask, when to ask it, and how to frame questions that truly serve their clients' development. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore proven strategies, frameworks, and techniques that will elevate your questioning skills and make you a more effective coach. You'll discover how to craft questions that inspire breakthrough thinking, avoid common questioning pitfalls, and develop the confidence to ask the hard questions that create lasting transformation. The foundation of effective coaching questions. At its core, effective coaching is about creating an environment where clients can explore their thoughts, feelings, and motivations without judgment. Questions serve as the primary vehicle for this exploration. Unlike traditional teaching or mentoring approaches, coaching questions are designed to draw out wisdom that already exists within your client rather than providing external solutions. The most powerful coaching questions share several key characteristics. They're open-ended, non-judgmental, and designed to promote deeper thinking. They invite curiosity rather than defensiveness, and they help clients examine their situations from multiple angles. These questions often begin with words like what, how, and when, rather than why, which can sometimes feel accusatory or put clients on the defensive. Recent discussions in coaching communities highlight the importance of questioning techniques that truly serve client growth. Professional coaches are increasingly recognizing that the quality of their questions directly correlates with client breakthrough moments and sustained behavioral change. Understanding different types of coaching questions. Effective coaches utilize various types of questions depending on their clients' needs and the coaching context. Clarifying questions help establish facts and understanding, what specifically happened? Or how did that make you feel? These questions create a foundation of clarity before diving deeper. Exploratory questions invite clients to examine their experiences more thoroughly, what patterns do you notice? Or how does this connect to other areas of your life? These questions help clients see connections and themes they might have missed. Challenge questions push clients beyond their comfort zones. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Or what's the cost of maintaining the status quo? These questions are particularly powerful for clients who feel stuck or are avoiding difficult decisions. Action-oriented questions focus on moving forward. What's your next step? Or how will you know when you've succeeded? These questions help translate insights into concrete actions and measurable outcomes. The art of asking effective questions requires understanding when to use each type and how to sequence them for maximum impact. Research shows that skilled coaches develop an intuitive sense of when to probe deeper, when to challenge, and when to focus on action planning. Powerful question frameworks every coach should master. Several proven frameworks can help coaches structure their questioning approach. The GROW model, goal, reality, options, will, provides a simple yet effective structure for coaching conversations. Within each phase, specific types of questions serve different purposes. During the goal phase, questions like what would you like to achieve? And how will you know when you've reached your goal? Help establish clear objectives. In the reality phase, questions such as what's happening now? And what have you tried so far? Create understanding of the current situation. The options phase utilizes questions like what possibilities do you see? And what would someone you admire do in this situation? To generate creative solutions. Finally, the will phase focuses on commitment with questions such as what will you do? And when will you take this action? Another powerful framework is the scaling question technique. Questions like on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident do you feel about this goal? Or what would need to change to move you from a 6 to an 8? Help clients assess their current state and identify specific steps for improvement. Visual learners often benefit from watching experienced coaches demonstrate these techniques in action. Observing skilled practitioners can provide valuable insights into timing, tone, and the subtle art of following up on responses to create deeper exploration. Common questioning mistakes and how to avoid them. Even experienced coaches can fall into questioning traps that limit their effectiveness. One of the most common mistakes is asking leading questions that push clients toward predetermined answers. Questions like, "Don't you think you should?" or "Wouldn't it be better if?" rob clients of the opportunity to discover their own solutions. Another frequent error is asking too many questions too quickly, creating an interrogation rather than a thoughtful exploration. This approach can make clients feel overwhelmed and defensive, shutting down the very openness that coaching requires. Effective coaches learn to sit with silence, allowing clients time to process and respond fully. Compound questions: asking multiple questions at once can confuse clients and dilute the impact of each inquiry. Instead of asking, "How did that make you feel?" and "What do you think you should do about it?" and "When will you take action?" break these into separate questions, allowing for full exploration of each element. Some coaches also make the mistake of asking "why" questions repeatedly, which can feel judgmental and put clients on the defensive. While "why" questions have their place, they should be used sparingly and with careful attention to tone and context. Professional development resources emphasize that avoiding these common mistakes requires conscious practice and a commitment to putting client discovery ahead of coach comfort or convenience. The psychology behind transformational questions. Understanding the psychological impact of different types of questions can significantly improve your coaching effectiveness. Questions that invite reflection activate the prefrontal cortex, the brain region responsible for executive function and self-awareness. This neurological engagement is crucial for creating lasting behavioral change. When coaches ask questions that challenge assumptions, they help clients examine deeply held beliefs that may be limiting their progress. Questions like "What evidence supports that belief?" or "How might someone with a different perspective view this situation?" create cognitive flexibility and open new possibilities. Emotional intelligence plays a crucial role in effective questioning. Coaches must be attuned to their clients' emotional state and adjust their questioning approach accordingly. A client who is highly emotional may need gentler, more supportive questions, while someone who is intellectualizing their experience might benefit from questions that invite them to connect with their feelings. The timing of questions is equally important. Asking powerful questions too early in the relationship, before trust is established, can feel invasive. Similarly, failing to ask challenging questions when the client is ready for growth represents a missed opportunity for breakthrough. Professional coaching organizations recognize that developing a repertoire of powerful questions is essential for coaches who want to facilitate meaningful transformation in their clients' lives. Questions that accelerate personal growth. Certain types of questions have proven particularly effective at catalyzing personal growth and development. Future-focused questions help clients envision possibilities and create motivation for change. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Or what would your ideal day look like? Values-based questions help clients align their actions with their core beliefs. What's most important to you about this decision? Or how does this goal reflect your values? These questions are particularly powerful because they connect external goals to internal motivation. Learning-oriented questions encourage growth mindset. What did you learn from this experience? Or how has this challenge helped you grow? These questions reframe setbacks as opportunities and build resilience. Perspective-shifting questions invite clients to see their situations from new angles. How might your future self view this situation? Or what would you tell a friend facing this same challenge? These questions often reveal wisdom that clients already possess but haven't accessed. The coaching process itself becomes a powerful tool for personal development when questions are carefully crafted to promote self-discovery. Understanding how coaching accelerates personal growth helps coaches appreciate the transformative potential of their questions and approach each conversation with greater intentionality. Building credibility through skillful questioning. Your credibility as a coach is largely established through the quality of your questions and your ability to create meaningful conversations. Clients quickly recognize when coaches ask surface-level or generic questions versus when they demonstrate genuine curiosity and insight. Skillful coaches learn to ask questions that demonstrate they've been listening carefully and understand the nuances of their client's situation. Follow-up questions that build on previous responses show engagement and help clients explore their thoughts more deeply. The ability to ask uncomfortable but necessary questions also builds credibility. Clients often know when they're avoiding important issues, and they respect coaches who have the courage to address these areas directly but compassionately. Timing and intuition play crucial roles in building credibility through questioning. Knowing when to probe deeper, when to offer support, and when to remain silent demonstrates mastery of the coaching craft. Professional coaches understand that building credibility requires developing both technical skills and emotional intelligence, with questioning ability serving as a cornerstone of both competencies. The art of question sequencing. Effective coaching conversations flow naturally from one question to the next, creating a logical progression that deepens understanding and moves toward action. This requires coaches to master the art of question sequencing, knowing how to build from broad exploration to specific insights and concrete next steps. A typical sequence might begin with open-ended questions that establish the topic and allow clients to share their perspective freely. These might be followed by clarifying questions that ensure mutual understanding, then exploratory questions that invite deeper reflection. As the conversation progresses, coaches might introduce challenge questions that push clients to examine assumptions or consider new possibilities. The sequence often concludes with action-oriented questions that help translate insights into specific commitments. The skill lies not just in asking good individual questions, but in creating a conversation flow that feels natural while systematically addressing different aspects of the client's situation. This requires active listening, flexibility, and the ability to adjust the planned sequence based on what emerges in the conversation. Understanding true coaching vs. teaching and mentoring. One of the biggest challenges new coaches face is understanding how coaching questions differ from those used in teaching or mentoring contexts. While teachers ask questions to check understanding or guide students toward predetermined answers, coaching questions are designed to help clients discover their own insights and solutions. Mentors often ask questions to share their experience or guide mentees toward approaches that have worked in the past. Coaching questions, by contrast, honor the client's unique situation and trust their ability to find solutions that work for them. This distinction is crucial because it affects not just what questions you ask, but how you ask them and what you do with the responses. Coaching questions require genuine curiosity and a willingness to not know where the conversation will lead. Understanding these differences helps coaches avoid slipping into teaching or mentoring mode when their clients need coaching. Recognizing the unique value of each approach enables coaches to choose the most appropriate intervention for their clients' needs. Practical strategies for improving your questions. Developing better questioning skills requires intentional practice and ongoing refinement. Start by recording your coaching sessions, with permission, and reviewing them to identify patterns in your questioning. Look for opportunities where you could have asked more powerful questions or where you missed chances to explore important topics. Create a question bank organized by different coaching situations or client needs. Include questions for building rapport, exploring goals, challenging assumptions, generating options, and creating accountability. Having these resources readily available can boost your confidence and effectiveness. Practice the art of pausing after asking questions. Many coaches rush to fill silence, but these moments are often when clients do their deepest thinking. Learn to be comfortable with quiet spaces in conversation. Develop your ability to ask follow-up questions that build on client responses. Instead of moving to your next prepared question, practice staying with their answer and exploring it more fully. Questions like "Tell me more about that" or "What's most significant about that for you?" can lead to breakthrough insights. Pay attention to your tone and energy when asking questions. The same words can feel supportive or challenging depending on how they're delivered. Practice asking questions with genuine curiosity and care. The role of intuition in coaching questions. While frameworks and techniques provide valuable structure, the most powerful coaching questions often come from intuition, the coach's ability to sense what's needed in the moment and respond accordingly. This intuitive questioning develops with experience and requires coaches to be fully present with their clients. Intuitive questions might address something the client hasn't explicitly mentioned but that the coach senses is important. They might challenge a pattern the coach notices or invite exploration of an emotion that's present but unacknowledged. Developing this intuitive sense requires coaches to trust their instincts while remaining grounded in sound coaching principles. It means being willing to take risks with questions while staying attuned to client responses and adjusting accordingly. This balance between structure and intuition is what separates good coaches from great ones. It's what allows coaching conversations to feel both professional and deeply personal, both systematic and spontaneous. Cultural considerations in coaching questions. Effective coaches recognize that questioning approaches must be adapted to different cultural contexts and individual communication styles. What feels appropriately challenging in one culture might feel disrespectful in another. Direct questions that work well with some clients might shut down others who come from cultures that value indirect communication. Understanding your client's cultural background, communication preferences, and comfort level with different types of questions is crucial for building trust and creating effective coaching relationships. This might require asking permission before exploring sensitive topics or adjusting your questioning style to match your client's needs. The goal is not to avoid difficult conversations but to frame questions in ways that honor your client's cultural context while still creating opportunities for growth and exploration. Measuring the impact of your questions. How do you know if your questions are truly serving your clients? Look for signs that your questions are creating engagement and insight. Clients might pause thoughtfully before responding, express surprise at their own answers, or make connections they hadn't seen before. Pay attention to the quality of client responses. Are they giving surface-level answers or sharing deeper insights? Are they moving from confusion to clarity? Are they generating their own solutions and expressing commitment to action? Track client progress over time and notice which types of questions seem most effective for different clients and situations. This data can help you refine your questioning approach and develop greater confidence in your ability to ask the right question at the right time. Client feedback is also valuable. Periodically ask clients about their experience of your coaching and specifically about which questions or conversations have been most helpful. This information can guide your ongoing development as a coach. Understanding the true meaning and impact of coaching requires coaches to view their work as more than just asking questions. It's about creating transformational experiences. Recognizing the deeper purpose of coaching helps coaches appreciate the profound responsibility and opportunity that comes with guiding others through powerful questions. Conclusion. Mastering the art of asking better questions as a coach is a career-long journey that requires continuous learning, practice, and refinement. The questions you ask have the power to unlock potential, challenge limiting beliefs, and inspire transformational change in your clients' lives. Remember that great coaching questions come not from a desire to impress or control, but from genuine curiosity about your clients' experience and a deep respect for their capacity to find their own answers. The most powerful questions often arise in the moment, born from careful listening and intuitive sensing of what's needed. As you continue developing your questioning skills, focus on creating questions that serve your clients' growth rather than your own comfort. Be willing to ask the hard questions, sit with difficult emotions, and trust the coaching process to unfold naturally. The investment you make in developing better questioning skills will pay dividends not only in your effectiveness as a coach but in the depth and satisfaction of your coaching relationships. Your clients will recognize and appreciate a coach who asks questions that matter, and you'll find greater fulfillment in work that truly makes a difference. The journey toward becoming a masterful coach begins with a single question: how can I better serve my clients through the questions I ask? Let this question guide your ongoing development, and watch as your coaching practice transforms from good to extraordinary.